Ooh, Keith, how are you?
Hi, Dave. How are you?
Hey, I got to say, well, okay, I've got to be honest. I thought you were on a phone, so I was talking on a phone line to somebody. But you're in a proper, up-to-the-minute studio somewhere in the world. Where are you?
Well, I'm properly. My studio for the day is a cliff. I'm on a cliff. I'm on Inishmore, and I'm just right at the edge of Inishmore. Do you know where the ancient? Fort. You know the fort. There's a fort, an old fort. Half it's fallen away into the sea. Dunengis, I think it's called. It's on Inishmore. I'm right at the edge. I can see that. It's to my right, and to my left is a massive diving board. I'm here for the Red Bull cliff diving, and I'm doing a show live from the edge of a cliff on Inishmore. It's unbelievable. It's the greatest thing I've ever done in my life.
Okay, we're talking about Keith Walsh here from Breakfast Republic, 2FM Breakfast Show, and you're over there to jump. And I believe you already I was supposed to talk to you yesterday, but we couldn't get you. So I believe you jumped, did you?
I'm live from 12 to 2 when I will reveal whether I successfully jumped or not, or did the nerves get the better
of
me?
Did I just give it away?
No, because you don't know. Nobody knows what happened.
Okay, well, I believe you might be jumping then. Are you nervous? Are you wearing brown trousers? Oh, no, you have to wear togs, do you?
I was properly... I'll try and explain this for you. It's like we are mere mortals, yourself and myself, Dave. These people who do what is happening this weekend, the cliff diving, it's 27 metres up in the sky. It's like if you've ever been to a hotel on your holidays and you've looked down from 8 stories up at the hotel swimming pool, and it's crossed everybody's mind at some point, I wonder if I jumped from the balcony when I make the swimming pool.
Okay, what happens then?
You might know some rock and rollers who've done that, but these people are doing that. They're jumping from 8 stories high into a thing called the Serpent's Lair, which is a naturally formed rock pool in a rectangular shape, which is very small when you're looking down. And they're going to dive in there, not just like getting from A to B. They're going to do some flips and turns and pikes on the way down as well. So these are proper old school daredevils. This is like the guy walking between two high towers on a wire. This is like Evel Knievel jumping the Grand Canyon.
Hold on a second. Okay, no, it is. In fact, it's worse than that, because you know you've nothing underneath you except, like, when you hit the water, how long does it take from the jump to the thing? About 4 seconds, five maybe?
It's 3 seconds.
Three seconds
from top to bottom, yeah.
Right, okay, 3 seconds. And what happens, like, I presume, like, I don't know enough, like, do your hands and head go in first? Is that it?
you must go in feet first.
So feet first?
You have to go in feet first. If you went in head first, you could split your head open. If you go in side first, you'll split your side open. The only way to enter the water at that speed and from that height is feet first, and you have to be like a bullet, like a torpedo, so that you need to be streamlined. So these guys are piking, turning, somersaulting, and then at the very last minute, they spot the water, and they just go, and they need to, they describe it as they need to, with their body, punch the water at the very last second. If they punch too early, they'll actually hurt themselves. So it's... they're 3 seconds falling, doing tricks, and then the last minute they need to just stiffen up and turn into a torpedo to hit the water.
Talking about other people. Where does Keith Walsh fit into all of this? Have you been practicing?
Yeah, so I did. So Red Bull asked me to take a challenge. It's like you've heard the couch to 5K challenge. This is a couch to cliff diving. So this is just a normal guy. And they kind of said, will you do a bit of training and see if you can come down to the Aran Islands and jump off a cliff? The jump I was trying to do was 8 meters, so it's not quite 27 meters, it's just 8 meters, but it is off a cliff and it is into this pool called Pool na Pesht, I think it's called, Oscailge. It's a Serpent's Lair, so you can find out later. I'm on 12 to 2 today, and that's when I reveal
wait a second, so you're on the baby's diving board, is that it?
Yes, exactly. I'm on the mortals board.
Oh, right, I see. Okay,
but even for me, I couldn't get up on 27 meters, I would die.
At what speed does one hit the water?
I don't know. It's like...
You'll find out, says you.
80... I believe it's 80 kilometres an hour.
80 kilometres an hour?
Yeah, and all you're wearing is your Speedos.
And was I being stupid in saying, is it hands and head first? Because I didn't realise that.
No, I mean, no. Look, this is a sport that's going to be huge, but not a lot of people really are aware of it or what, you know. It's coming from people actually diving off cliffs, and now kind of Red Bull have brought together, and it's a tour, and they go, they're in Norway next, they came from Texas, they were in Cuba before that, and they do a proper, all these guys, they dive, they take part in all these competitions, and then there's a big, you know, sort of prize money at the end for the best one. There's superstars here. The superstar of the show today is probably a guy called Orlando, who's a Colombian, and this guy, he looks like Jesus and he dives like a
He'll be very bird. Happy they won 2-0 last night.
He was very happy. We hung out last night. And when I say hung out, I was standing at the doorway and he was sitting over by the telly watching the Colombia match. And he was very, very, very
and your
happy.
Man, James, has scored the first goal. It's probably the goal of the tournament. What a goal.
Oh, unbelievable. What a goal. So hopefully I might catch up with him later on the show and have a chat with him about the match. And about.
And that's
drive.
All happening in 15 minutes' time for 2 hours here on 2FM, midday till 2 o'clock.
2FM. Live from a cliff face.
Live from
I
a
hope
cliff
I don't
face
fall
indeed.
In.
Okay, it's the Red Bull Cliff Diving World Series. I have some information here now. And it's the third of seven stops, it seems, the west of Ireland is.
It is,
Havana
yeah,
in Cuba, Texas, Inishmore, there it is. Cragueiro in Norway, is it? The Azores in Portugal, Bilbao, and Rio de Janeiro in Brazil. Ready for the World Cup then it'll be. So there's 14 of the world's best cliff divers. So are they cool guys, yeah?
They're just behind me here warming up, and they're doing their stretches and they're doing the thing and they're playing hacky sack and they're juggling and there was one guy, Blake was his name, and he went down after his dive and went down to the cliff face with his fishing rod and he pulled out three big fish and then went
did
back.
Did he now? There
did
you
some
are.
More dives.
Lucky man. So it's
dives.
Pol na Pesht in Gaelic. A natural formation the fishermen call a blowhole. I remember Tommy Tiernan was here in the programme once going on about blowholes for about 10 minutes. He was fantastic. And he sang a blowhole song in a Bob Dylan voice. Anyway, that was in the past. The future is in 15 minutes' time between 12 and 2 here on 2FM. Keith Walsh is going to be telling you all about it and you'll be recording, at least broadcasting from a cliff face. Listen, enjoy it, Keith, and thank you very much indeed for talking to us, and good luck with the dive if you haven't done it, and if you have done it, congratulations, because I think you're alive. Good luck.
Thanks, Dave.
All right, take it easy. Bye.